Mercedes, appreciate the time. Thanks for coming on this morning.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
25-game winning streak. That's not too shabby, is it?
It's pretty good, yeah.
Take us through why your team has been so dominant. I mean, and it's 25-game winning streak, but a good chunk of those games, I think what you and I were talking about this, Buckeye, what, yesterday?
Mm-hmm.
A pretty large percentage
like
of those games.
At least 20 of them have
been run rule victories for your team. I mean, that's incredible.
The run rules are great. Some of the teams, our talent is really high, you know, 1 through 9 in the lineup, and like all our bench players, too. We're on a good roll. We're all locked in. We all have the same goal. Everybody works hard. And once we get some momentum going, it's hard to stop us.
Well, coming off, of course, the sweep against Metro State this past weekend, and your pitchers continue to be as good as the bats have been, and we'll talk about that in a moment. Your pitchers have been also just phenomenal with, we'll start with Presley Christensen, the way she pitched. Hannah Sattler also, those two arms were just outstanding for you this past weekend.
Well, it was great because they had to use all four of their pitchers, split every game that they threw, and we had four complete games with only two of our pitchers. So we actually had two that didn't even make appearances. So we kind of saved them for the conference tournament, so they didn't really see what they had. But Presley, man, she's in the circle. She's a tough one. She's getting stronger each week. She's got a lot of power, different pitches than what some of the girls can throw in the conference. And then Hannah came through, and she really threw them off. She throws a whole bunch of different slower speeds. Funky pitches on both sides of the plate, and I feel like they hadn't seen that at all before, and so they were a little puzzled, and it worked. They got stronger, both pitchers, on day two, which was surprising, but really great this time of year.
Mercedes Boti, coach of the Maverick softball team, joining us on the program, and I want to ask you about Maya Arrieta, Mercedes, because she just set the single season home run record, the former Central Warrior. Did you see that coming from Maya, having that kind of power and the kind of performance she's put together this season at the plate?
No. she's always had a really nice swing through the zone, more of like a high average type of hitter. But the fact that, I mean, everything's just been lining up. She's been hitting really good pitches, hitting pretty far. This weekend she just had one home run, but it was crushed. I think it was her second bat of game one. And after that, it was a whole bunch of singles. Pitchers and teams are starting to throw a little bit wider in the zone, not as many good pitches, not totally walking her. But she's a tough out. She still had 11 hits over the weekend, which was pretty nuts with a bunch of them being singles. Some of them just infield singles she's beating out too. But yeah, I didn't see it coming with all this power, but it's great to have, and I hope it keeps going.
Mercedes Boti, coach of the Maverick softball team, with us today on Mav Day, brought to you by Colorado Craft Coffee and Beer House, 1144 North 12th Street, and Glenwood, right across from Houston Hall on the CMU campus. And so when you look at what Mercedes has been able to do, set the single season home run record already, and still games to be played for, obviously, this Maverick softball team, chance to add on to that. But she's also been the Louisville Slugger National Player of the Week twice. And I believe she's, what, just the second player to have that happen in CMU softball history. It's been, once again, an incredible season for Maya Arrieta in terms of her home run power, but also just the way she's played in the national recognition, Mercedes, that she's getting right now.
Yeah, National Player of the Week 2 times in a row was nuts. And, again, she was on fire. I think she racked up, 12 or 13 home runs in a span of, 8 or 9 days. It was pretty nuts. And she actually got it, I think, last year or the year before, National Player of the Week, too. The recognition is great. It just shows that she's doing, way above, what anybody kind of expected. And she's really helping this team out. And a couple times when she doesn't come through, man, those batters right after her, they're coming up with doubles, home runs, singles, all the other good stuff. So they all have her back, too.
We're talking with Mercedes Boti, the coach of the CMU softball team, joining us today on the Jim Davis Show on the Team Sports Network. We've spent a lot of time talking about Maya, but Ava Fugates had a great season, Allie Distler as well. Kind of take us through a little bit to maybe a player or two, Mercedes, that that has continued to get better and better as the season's gone along, that that has made some really big strides in terms of what they're doing at the plate right now?
I mean, you have all these people through the lineup. 1 through 6 are pretty tough. And even after that, you know, 7 through 9, we kind of switch around a couple batters in the mix there. They're all doing really well. I'd say one that kind of came through a little bit more is Ileana Mendoza. I think she has the second highest batting average on the team. She's our center fielder. She's a senior. She gets on with, she has 5 or 6 home runs, bunch of doubles. She'll bunt for a base if she's in a little bit of a slump. She always just finds her way on base. And sometimes she's up there and she'll just battle through, and she ended up having a catcher's interference on Sunday in a game, and it would have been the third out, but right after that, we scored 4 runs, and again, she's one that will just battle through, find her way on base, whether it's the other team making a mistake, a walk, a hit. She'll steal a couple bases, and man, she makes a ton of great plays in center field.
Mercedes Boatte, coach of the CMU softball team, joining us on the program. So, Mercedes, just looking at the schedule, you've got Regis coming up, and Regis right now in terms of the standings, they're fourth in the RMAC. Of course, it's you and Colorado Christian, both 33-3. Metro State, who you just beat, took the series against, and then Regis. So give us a little preview of Regis coming up this weekend.
Regis, they've always been that 3 or 4 team the last few years in the conference. They have a pitcher that has been there a few years, has done pretty well for them. She pitches the most innings. I don't know that she's progressed a whole lot from last year, and it's a really nice time to face her because our hitters are on a roll. They do some sneaky things. They'll steal bases, they'll squeeze bunt, they'll hit and run. Their coach really tries to manufacture some runs when their team can't just slug their way through it. But we just got to keep on a roll, keep doing what we're doing, and we'll win. But we definitely can't take them lightly because they're a team that is really hoping to sneak a game or two away from us.
Of course, you're at Regis this Saturday and Sunday, then back home on April 26th when you take on CSU Pueblo to wrap up the regular season. So, you know, obviously you want to keep playing the way you have, that momentum going into the RMAC tournament. But what are some of the goals, some objectives for your softball team with this final road series and then the final home series before the RMAC tournament?
We just got to keep winning. Our goal is to host the RMAC tournament. So we need to control what we can control is just keep winning games, keep the momentum going, hope that Colorado Christian loses a game or two. It has happened, even to teams that are lower in the conference where they've lost one late in the season. So, in a sense, we're going to start cheering for Metro in 2 weeks. so hopefully win a key game against Colorado Christian so that we can host the RMAC tournament. And, man, we're ready to keep going and keep winning. But yeah, again, we just got to focus one game at a time, make sure we win the series and hopefully keep sweeping these next 2 weeks.
Yeah, your 3 conference losses all came in that series against Colorado Christian, where you did get the win in the final game against the Cougars. So we always appreciate it. And today, just because you gave me some grief the last time, we do have a softball question today.
All right.
You want to hear what it is?
Yes.
Okay, now you can't answer it, though, Mercedes, okay? So keep that in